podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College. This is the IDC podcast for the week of June 18th through the 22nd of 2007. The first summer reading book discussion group meeting is coming up this Wednesday on June 20th in the IDC at noon. The book is Michael Pollan's The Omnivore's Dilemma, A Natural History of Four Meals. The discussion will be led by HCC librarian Chris Sweet, and Chris sent an email out on June 12th with more information about this title, including links to the author's website, a biography of the author, and a review of the book by Publishers Weekly. Feel free to stop in the IDC on June 20th at noon to join in this discussion group. Check our IDC website for more information about the summer reading book discussions, the dates of upcoming discussions, and the books being discussed. This information is located at www.heartland.edu/ASC/IDC. This week's tip is taken from Before and After Magazine at www.bamagazine.com from issue number 43 from 2006 in an article called Designing Simple Presentations. When designing PowerPoint presentations, keeping in mind some simple rules will go a long way to creating an effective learning tool. The first point to remember is that your words are the presentation, not the slides. The slides should only be used to convey a single concept per slide, whereas your spoken presentation should contain the bulk of the material. The slides are used to highlight a single important piece of information or a key concept that you want the listener to remember from the spoken portion. Presenting too much information on a single slide kills the effect each slide is supposed to have. The less information per slide, the better. To determine if your slides have too much information on them, design a slide and then have a colleague look at that slide for 30 seconds. After the 30 seconds are over, cover up the slide and have them repeat to you the contents of that single slide. If they cannot repeat the whole slide, you have too much information on that slide. Slides should just have a single phrase or a headline that highlights the information you are presenting in the spoken part of your presentation. If you have a few bullet points to highlight under that headline, keep the text very short and present the points on screen one at a time. I would suggest presenting no more than two or three bullet points on a single slide along with the single headline. This way the slide remains on the screen while you go into greater detail, allowing the slide to sink into the audience while they listen to you develop the point. Secondly, you should use very plain backgrounds. It is tempting to use some of the fancier templates that come with PowerPoint, but these backgrounds only serve to distract the viewer with unnecessary visual garbage. Also avoid white backgrounds. They're very bright on a large projected screen. Keep to neutral or dark color backgrounds and use white text. This is much easier on the eyes to read. Along that same line of thought, be sure any graphics you are presenting actually relate to the material you are presenting and are important enough that if the graphic were left off, something would definitely be missing from that slide's material. In other words, design your slides purposefully. Thirdly, use clear typefaces. By this I mean simple type that doesn't vary too much in thickness, nor embellished type with fancy curves and curls. Viewers will spend more time paying attention to the type than to the words themselves if you use these fancy typefaces. A simple typeface like Arial or Helvetica does nicely. After all, you want people paying attention to you, not to the typeface in the slide. Finally, tie the presentation together using a layout that stays consistent. Don't suddenly change position of the main points, the typefaces or the background colors halfway through the presentation. Staying consistent will not only give your presentation a professional look, but your audience will be able to follow through the slides easily. So when it comes to PowerPoint, simple is better. If you need any assistance with creating PowerPoint slides, stop into the IDC and we can help. That's all for another week's IDC podcast. Thanks for listening. Our podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College, as well as tips and services offered. Feel free to contact us by phone, email, or in person if you have comments or questions. Our contact information is listed on our website at www.heartland.edu/ASC/IDC. That's all for this week. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.